Stacey and Jay Spoo, East Coast Radio.
Shout out to all the independent queens. Independent women, Destiny's Child, otherwise also known by Stacey Norman as Beyonce and the gang.
Say what I said, say what I said.
Also to make Daisy's Justin Bieber on East Coast Radio KZN's number one hit music station. Happy Tuesday, and every Tuesday, we like to get into the Great Drive Debate.
So, today we're having a conversation around patriotism versus activism and which citizen you believe you are during this particular G20 summit. So, a little bit of background. The G20 summit brings global leaders this year to South Africa, spotlighting our nation on the world stage. So, all eyes on us. Should citizens, quote unquote, keep it clean and show unity? How patriotic we are? Or do we seize this moment to demand accountability and change? Or activism? That's the context for the word today. Does the old saying, as your mothers used to tell you, don't air your dirty laundry for the neighbors to see, still apply at this particular juncture?
All right, so argument number one, patriotism, protecting national image. The core idea of this is that hosting the G20 is a diplomatic opportunity. Protests could project instability and harm investment opportunities. We must understand that global perception matters. Studies show that visible unrest during summits can deter foreign investment and the opportunity for tourists to come to the country. According to reports, Johannesburg's water crisis and service delivery protests have already raised concerns about South Africa's readiness for global events. Case study, Toronto G20 in 2010, a protest led to over 1,000 arrests and global headlines about chaos overshadowing the overall objective of the summit goals. To sum up the economic states, G20 represents 85% of the global GDP. A positive image can attract trade and partnership, while unrest will risk reinforcing narratives of dysfunction. The patriotic view is, let's show unity and pride, fix issues internally, but don't embarrass the nation when the world is watching.
Okay, so that's argument number one. Argument number two is for activism, encapsulating that this whole situation is a perfect moment for change to actually take place. The core idea, global attention and silence equals complicity. So while people are watching, let's show them something. Scholars usually say visibility drives action. Research on global activism shows transnational events like G20 create leverage for domestic movements to pressure leaders and also gain international solidarity. The case study for this one is that in the Brazil G20, which happened in 2024, we saw indigenous and climate activists staging symbolic protests in Rio, forcing climate and hunger issues onto the summit agenda. They were like, look at this, we are here. The protests didn't produce immediate policy shifts, but ultimately helped shape the narrative and secure formal recognition of climate and hunger issue in the summit's outcomes. In other words, it worked. The activist view, patriotism isn't silence. True love for the country means demanding justice and accountability, even if the neighbors hear. Let's give them something to talk about.
So now we turn to you. We ask you, which side are you for and which side are you against? With the world's eyes on South Africa ahead of the G20 summit, do we roll out a red carpet and be patriotic, or are we going to raise our placards and become activists? Where do you land on this? You can call us right now on 087-086-9495. Otherwise, you can send us a voice note to 061-792-9495. All right, so on the line, sharing her opinion is Uzandile. Zandile, welcome to the show. How are you doing? All the way from Durban North.
Hi, good afternoon, team. Are you good?
Hey, man, we're good. Which side are you on, patriotism or activism?
Activism, definitely.
Right.
I think it's about high time we show the spotlight to the issues that we keep fighting. We keep asking for action, and we keep getting promises, and we see nothing is being done. We get this commission and that commission, nothing either gets done. No accountability. People just get away with it, and unfortunately, it's too much, and it's enough now.
Yeah.
You know, Zandile, I just want to build on what you're saying here, because you're being very diplomatic with your words, and we appreciate that, because we're being economical with our energy. There's a lot to be upset about, you know what I mean? There's a lot of impatience and frustration around so many things. The list, obviously, is endless. But as this is now on the doorstep, do you feel like we could, as South Africa, be activists in a beautiful and controlled way and that wouldn't put us in the eyes, because I think the idea that we are incapable of being active, right, and bringing these issues to the forefront, that we can't do it without causing a huge scene and it's going to be chaotic and problematic. Do you think that we could do that? We could just rock up calmly, have our voices heard, get a change done, and keep it moving?
I think we can. And I think this is a great opportunity for us to do so and show the world that we are capable people. But if we don't take this opportunity, it's the only opportunity that we have, and we're going to regret it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to you, Zandile.
Agreed.
Thank you so much for sharing your thoughts and your opinion, okay?
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Nice. So, listen, Stacey, I hear where you're coming at this from with regards to the peaceful protesting and having our voices heard. Another thing to think about is the fact that when we say protest in South Africa, it takes us way back, and it's not a cute time. Things are breaking. People are getting hurt. So maybe perhaps we still have that trauma. And I don't know what's going to determine our ability to protest in a very peaceful way. But that is perhaps the right way to go about it, so that we can have our voices heard.
I mean, particularly around issues that affect women.
Yeah.
In this country.
Yeah.
I can well and truly imagine having marched with many over the years. It is exactly that. It is a gathering of like-minded people who want peace. And the objective is to illustrate peacefully, to demonstrate peacefully. Yes, so that the message can be heard. We're not trying to cause distractions and attractions. However, that might not be how you feel about it. You're like, this is not the time. This is not the time. We can pick it up the next day. So where do you land? Patriotism versus activism. G20 summit around the corner. What do you think? 061-792-9495. While everybody's watching, on the line from The Bluff, Ashley, welcome to the show. How are you today?
Hi, Stacey. Hi, Jay Spook.
How's it, my guy?
No, we're good. Ashley, where do you land on this today?
So, guys, I'm on the side of patriotism. You know, what are we going to protest and tell the world any different from what, you know, anything? I think the picture out there about us is actually worse than what it currently is. And, you know, we complain about our government, we complain about a lot, but if I look at SA right now compared to sort of some of the great powers, the US, for example, government shutdown, they weren't running for quite some time. I would go, our problem is our problem. Invite investors in. It's a win-win situation. So right now, on the side of patriotism and says, you know what, let's try to get the investors in the country and we all win.
So we're Ash, my brother. I hear you and we respect your opinion, right? So we have this small issue. And I'm being sarcastic by saying small issue. Gender-based violence in South Africa. For many, many years, we've been hearing the government say that they are going to put forward plans to ensure that the numbers drop. But we haven't seen that happening, right? Now, as the government is showcasing to the world opportunities here in Umzansi, trade, investment, and painting a picture of that South Africa is this democratic, beautiful country that's for its people. Do you not think now is the time for us to get the attention of government by saying, hey, you are painting the wrong picture. We have issues as South Africans that need to be dealt with instead of you painting this picture that doesn't exist, that we don't get to experience on a day-to-day basis. When will the opportunity be if it's not now, Ash?
So, James will agree 100%. You know, but the question is, if you do this, what are the guarantees that it will change, things will get better? There is no guarantee that, if anything, we're going to cause more damage in terms of potential investors coming to the country than actually fixing the problem. To be honest, with gender-based violence, why are we relying on the government? It's for us to stop it. If each individual ensures the next person is not doing it, we can make the difference ourselves. So right now, we're relying on the government to do something, where we as a community should be doing something about it. If you're seeing abuse next door, shouldn't you be saying something? Shouldn't you be doing something? But yet, what we do, we trust the other way because it's not my problem. Yet, that not being your problem affects the country at large, because now you don't get invested into the country.
Well, Winfried, I'm not going to be long, Ned. Just to share a different opinion on this, where government gets involved. In terms of policies, in terms of consequence, in terms of people being held accountable when they abuse women and children, that's where the government gets involved. The government is not playing their role. When we call 910-111, we don't get an answer immediately. That's where government gets involved. That's where we need the government to be held accountable in terms of offering the services to protect our children. They're not doing that as it is, and that's where they come in. Yes, as a community, we can stand up, we can speak when we see, but when we speak, who's hearing us? Because the police, as part of government, being run by government, is not doing the things that they need to be doing to hear our voices and to act upon them. So that's where the government gets involved. I understand and I respect your opinion. It's clear that you are on one side. And I hope this conversation at least gave you an opportunity to think about where you should be on this issue.
100%. But thanks for the opportunity.
Yeah. Thank you, man. It's all a conversation, right? We must have a conversation.
Jan, actually, just to round it out, thank you for voicing what you've had to say, because your concerns are valid, right? And this is the conversation today. And I think that there is a space for both of these things, and the one doesn't necessarily beget the other. The one doesn't cancel out the other. It's always this fine line that we're treading. Can we protest peacefully? What does that look like? How long would action actually take to become actionable? There are all these but what ifs, and you're saying don't ruin the overall opportunity. And that is another cause for concern. So thank you very much for also just representing a huge chunk of people who are worried, because I think that is true for many people. So thank you, Ashley. Thank you for all of that. I mean, it's a massive problem that we have here, and already we have had our officials say we reject this proposal to declare a national state of disaster, despite the fact that all these signatures have been collected and good work has been done, and the good work will continue to be done in the background. Actually, also making a valid point, this is something that starts at grassroots level too. What are we doing in our own communities? But to Jay's point, how are you held accountable? How are you held accountable if a neighbor does call somebody and you are hauled in to a police cell? What happens to you after that? Are you not released 12 hours later? And so it just continues. So as the hour continues, we're going to wrap it up momentarily, but our Great Drive debate today, activism versus patriotism, where do you land ahead of the G20 summit? 061-792-9495. Traffic with Andy is up next.
Hi, Jay Spoots, Andy Rose from Margate. And I fully believe we should take a page from Nepal's book and cause chaos, because that's the only way people are going to listen to us. We've been complacent for how many years, being kosher, being cute, being civil, having peaceful protests, and absolutely nothing has been done. You can see now that currently Women for Change is literally screaming for help. And the government said, yeah, we'll try fix this later. Later is not going to work anymore. Change has to come now.
Hi, Stacey and Jay Spoo. It's a very complex problem, and I would rather, instead of being an activist that is confrontational, we need to be activists that's appealing for help, because it's a social problem. It's a cultural problem. People have come from rural areas and they haven't learned interpersonal skills. I saw in China that the kids were being taught manners at school, and then these got taken back. And it's something that you have to work on. You have to realize there's a lack. We're no longer running around killing buck and just running away from each other. We're now interacting. We're in each other's spaces. We have to learn how to treat each other. So it's a multifaceted problem, but it can be done if it's done from all angles.
Get hooked on Good Vibes. Stacey and Jay Spoon. Monday to Friday from 3 p.m. on East Coast Radio.